Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for April 4th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agreed this week that closing the southern U.S. border to stop migrants from entering the U.S. and would backfire on the U.S. economy. That's according to Politico. Trump is vowing to close the border despite the possible major trade ramifications if he makes the move. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven was on Fox's Business News this week, and he was asked if he supports the president even if it hurts agriculture.
Nobody wants the border closed, which is why Mexico needs to work with us. Same thing with the Central American countries, whether it's El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, they need to work with us too. We're providing foreign aid. Why aren't they working with us to address this problem? And that's what the president's trying to do. He's trying to get Mexico and the Central American countries to work with us to address this crisis.
Spring planting is rapidly approaching the nation's heartland. Ryan Martin is an ag meteorologist from Indiana. He says it's likely to be late April or early May before planters really get going this year.
Now, it's too early to really be talking about huge planting delays. I mean, after all, we've got plenty of time. We're not even at first planting dates in a large part of the Corn Belt just yet. But as I look at how the pattern is stacking up all the way from the plains across the Corn Belt, we've got a system that wants to move through here the next couple of days. You've got a big weather system that wants to hit this weekend, late Sunday through Monday into early Tuesday. We'll take a little bit of time off, not a lot of good drying time, but we don't see a lot of new precipitation through the end of next week. And then we could see another 11 to 16 day forecast window that has potentially 1 to 3 inches of rain coming across all of these key areas. So flooding and current situations aside, the forecast going forward to me doesn't give you enough of a window anywhere in there to really start planting en masse.
Unfortunately, flooded areas in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri won't get enough dry weather that they're looking for.
I don't think so. Unfortunately, the way the pattern looks here over the next 10 days, I'm counting two systems that come through, one that doesn't have a huge amount of rain, but the second one actually could bring you a quarter to an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter, if things work out just right, which normally we'd be fine with, but we're just not in a situation where we can handle that the best yet.
Farmers are expressing more concerns regarding the future as the monthly ag economy barometer drifts lower. The March survey fell to 133, down from 136 a month earlier. Organizers say increasing concerns about future economic conditions have driven the barometer lower as the index of future expectations declined to 139 in March compared to an index value of 145 back in February. The current conditions measure was unchanged compared to February at 120.